the halachas of tefillin, we hope Be'ez Hashem to go through some of the most negei halachas, and then afterwards we would like to go to the tefillin factory to see the mice and how the tefillin are made.
Three samples?
Durim, three samples, yeah.
Three samples.
Now, how we're going to do this as follows. I want to give the Olim the setup of the Shia, how we're going to do this, slightly different to Shabbos. And then we'll get this episode in about 2 weeks where we get straight back into Hilton Shabbos again, because we have to save you guys from, We'll get now after
the Shabbos. Yeah, I'm sure people doing that on Saturday, I thought it might be
after. So the most of what we're going to do is, we're going to go through the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, not inside the Shulchan Aruch, but we're going to go al pi the Seder. That means the order that we're going to, if you're going to ask me why we're doing a certain order, why we're doing this now, I want to do that now, I want to do that now, you have to know. We're going according to the order of the Shulchan Aruch, but we're going to be skipping out all the not negeah things. We're going to go straight to the negeah shayis halacha lemaisa, including all the things that we're going to learn. Is number one, how to put on the tefillin. That means in which position. That means number two, the brachas that you have to say, in which order. Rabbi said, I see people every day, bracha levatolas every day. That's an ism in that Torah. Bracha levatolas, they say it at the wrong time. Like Esther, we can speak about it. There's chatzitzas, there's band-aids, people have, there are shaylas, mamash,
watches.
There's a lot of
funerals.
What?
It's a band-aid.
A band-aid. Like a translation with the English guys. We also have to discuss, my both sides, we also have to discuss how a person can look after his tefillin. That means, very good. That means how to make sure it's the black, how to make sure the straps stay fresh, all of these things. My both sides. We'll speak about it. Balk, as they say in Yiddish, right? If you don't do the brachas, pashas you are yotze. It's not ma'akim. But for now, we'll discuss when we get to the brachas, and then Sach will talk about it. Everybody say, let's go. One by one. So you have to know that most people, why are we discussing tefillin? And most people, when was the last time that people learned it was tefillin? When they were bar mitzvah. Right? Now there was a suffix, whether they remember it from then until now, depending on how old you are. There's a subject whether the person that taught you knows what he's talking about. And then you have to know. A passage that things change over the time. There are people, I'm telling you now, you'll look tomorrow morning after you learn halachas, you'll see. You know, there are people that wear boxes on their heads. Not tefillin. Boxes. Right? That's the Shabbos. There are people that literally, I'm serious. These are people that will come to Shomayim and they will say, no, I put on tefillin. You didn't put on tefillin your entire life. That's what they're going to tell him. Why? Either because his tefillin weren't kosher, either he put them on the wrong way, he missed something. There are so many things I want to get through, all the main nekudas that we have to get through. And I'm telling you like this, I have to give out Dhamma like this. The Chai Odom. Again? We'll speak one by one. Like I said, we're going to order the Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to go one by one. Rabbi Sai, the Chai Odom gives the following Hakdoma. Says the Chai Odom, that if a person does not put on tefillin, right, he's considered Koshea Yisrael Begufon. What does that mean? You're looking at Gemara Rosh Hashanah. You guys did Rosh Hashanah this year, right?
No, not yet. It might have been one of them.
Now, the Gemara says, what we do with people that are Koshea Yisrael Begufon, we take them and we singe them. Then we scatter their ashes all over the clouds. It's a Hashem Yerachem, these people. Now, what does this mean? This means people. And I'm telling you now, how many guys this year? 2, 4, 6, 8. I have 9 guys in the yeshiva. There's a lot of guys in the yeshiva. Zub the Chai Adam. If there is somebody that put on tefillin, but not properly, and he comes to Shomayim, and he says, what can I do? It's not my fault, I never knew. They'll turn to him and say, what do you mean? There was a shiur in that yeshiva you went to, of Hilchos Tefillin, with signs up saying, Hilchos Tefillin shiur. You didn't go, you Yisrael Yeshaya Begufon. That is the most tremendous, tremendous onus that a person can have. Therefore, I wish you guys should be lucky.
What does that mean?
It means that you're considered that you dafka didn't want to put on the mitzvah tefillin because you had the opportunity to come to the shiur for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, finished. Didn't you remember, brothers? Everyone knows you by now, right? We have nice food at the end, right? So, Melech, where's at the end? So, if a person doesn't come, he doesn't learn by laws. He doesn't put on tefillin properly, he will be held accountable for this. Take it easy, yeah? First class.
First class.
Let me get everybody said. Let's start. Now the Rambam, when he discusses Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam learns Hilchos Tefillin as being two separate mitzvahs. It's not one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs, the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. The Ramban learns it as one mitzvah. So this is the Machlokes and the Rishonim, how many mitzvahs it is. The lesson of Yerushalmi is that there is no greater mitzvah in all of the mitzvahs in the Torah as Tefillin. It is the greatest mitzvah. Oh, right, Nachanami. But the matter there is Rishitas and Rishonim, there's a Gemara in Mesachtas Tefillin, the back of Rabbi Lazor. You look over there, see, he talks over there, and he says over there that it's Shoko Kineget, all the mitzvahs put together is Tefillin. I ain't sure, you'll see over there, you'll see it claw. And the matter, that's why it's so Choshev. Again? Again? Vidishmur is very Choshev, very, very Choshev. But Tefillin, according to some Gershers, is Shoko Kineget, Kol HaToyro Kulo. That means every mitzvah there is, Tariq mitzvah! Send someone to restrain him! When a person wears tefillin! It's as if he's putting on, he's doing tariag mitzvahs together! You know what that means? You know what that means? There are some gifts that hope that a person puts on tefillin! He's learning yoimam v'loila! That means he gets to Shemaim, this is the gifts from the Gemara. He gets to Shemaim, and they say, hey! Why didn't you learn? You're busy schmoozing and smoking, taking it easy! They say, no! This guy put on tefillin. And if he puts on tefillin, it's as if he was learning yoimum v'loila. Some learn it that could talk about a case where he puts it on yoimum v'loila, but we're talking about a regular case. There's like tremendous rewards, I would say. Tremendous rewards. That's why, if a person can come out of it and say, very nice rewards, very nice shoes, rabbi. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to learn to put it on. If you don't know how to put on the tefillin, if you don't know how to take the buckles correctly, if you put it in the right position, you're not wearing tefillin number one. That means you're going your entire life, I would say. Your entire life. That way in spinning. Number two, Brocha Levatola. Brocha Levatola, what is that? One of the Ten Commandments that was said at Sinai. You don't have to say Brocha Levatola.
You made up. Brocha after every time you
do speak. You? Do you?
Yeah.
After every single Brocha of Tvillin?
No, we have to run.
You got a problem. You got a problem with Brocha Levatola. Brocha Levatola. Let me go back to him. Okay. Woo! The Mishnah Brua. When he discusses it with Tefillin, it says two Merdekazachs, people like Skullers. Skuller number one! It's Skuller Ba'arichas Yomim. Person wants to live a long life, puts on Tefillin properly, with all the kavanas and everything. Skuller Ba'arichas Yomim. Zuk the Mishnevura. Another thing, another Skuller Rabbi Yisai, a Merdekaz Skuller. When he gets up to Shamayim, if, and I say a big if, of course, the person needs to go to Gehenna. Zuk the Mishnevura. If he wants Tefillin, the Eish of Gehenna will not be shown to him. And that is Rabbi Yisrael. I don't know about you guys, I speak for myself, of course. I would like that. You know, if somebody has to go to Gehenna, you don't want the Eish to be shown it. You know, in order to turn down the heat over there, yeah? Tefillin! Now I have to tell you that this, nobody brought in tefillin, but I wanted to show you guys, there are tremendous problems that people can have with their tefillin. You know, a guy in his bar mitzvah, his father goes over, Echmais to Indiana, to Judaic store over there, and he buys his son a nice pair of tefillin. Yeah? Then T-I-P-H-I-L-I-N. Tefillin. Right. It's unbelievable. You have no idea, there are certain halachas, that if a person has it wrong, he's wearing boxes. He's not wearing tefillin. I'll give you one small example, and I want to show a demonstration another time when someone will bring in tefillin, and we'll show you exactly what I mean. But one of the examples is this. Every tefillin has to be mruba. Mruba means square. Now there's certain places that have to be square. We'll bring in the tefillin, we'll show the owner exactly where. This is a ma'akiv, everybody said. If it's not square, it's posel. And I'll give you an example. Everybody knows that you have in the tefillin, you have the four lines, right? Because how is it made? We're going to show you exactly in the factory. It's made of four different, made of one piece of leather. They take this one piece of leather, and they poke sort of four holes in it. And eventually they square them off, they press them together, right? So there's a lot of shiners in the alley, press them together with the glue, without the glue, how to do it exactly. But often what happens is...
The corners are a little bit...
We'll get to the corners. What happens is, one by one. What happens is often they don't get these four nice squares equal. So what they do, they paint over the whole thing nice. And then they take a little knife, and they scratch out four little lines. And they say, look, got it! Oh, beautiful, symmetrical four lines. And you get it, you say, that's a beautiful pair of tefillin. Your entire life, you're not wearing tefillin. It's my life! You know what this means? Like we said, you know what you've given your entire life. Get the Shemayim. Here I am! I was made! Come on, I heard that rabbi. He said, come on, you got a Michasomim, you get no A's. I said, no, no, you're wearing boxes on your head. You never would fill him. Now, how do you tell, if this is, again, a person who's never go to the soap and sort this out, how do you tell, I'll give you a hint of how to tell, if you ever see in the box, like a crack, not where the line is. See, if you see one of those, then it shows that obviously the guy messed around a bit, and if he messed around, very good chances that your tefillin are not kosher. Now we'll bring in demonstrations, I'll show them exactly what we're talking about, we'll give it more exactly demonstrations of, like you said, like the corners, we'll explain how rounded they have to be, how blunt they have to be, we will get to it, like I said, we're going in the order of Shulchan Aruch. There's two halachas, we're already halfway. There's two more halachas I want to discuss in tefillin. Again, we're going in the order of Shulchan Aruch. So if you're wondering why we're going backwards and forwards, we're going according to the order. So maybe we'll get to all of the shaylas. Now, there is a zoi. It's an interesting shayla. It's not so... Anyone here wears a talis at the same time as davening? You wear a talis? Anybody else? Nobody wears a talis? Oh. So I tell you what it's against. It's also against tzitzis. What comes first? Tzitzis or tefillin?
Tzitzis.
Oh, what's the reason why tzitzis come first?
More often.
Oh, very good, excellent, good teretz. That's one answer. There's another teretz. Another teretz is malim b'kodesh. Because tefillin are so chashuv, so we go malim b'kodesh. Now, I'll tell you a shayla like this, and it's very neger for a bacha when he has his tzitzis in the room, it's neger to a married man that has his talus, or a bacha that wears a talus. What's that halacha if a guy takes his tefillin bag, and he has over there his talus, and he has his tefillin, and he goes along, he doesn't realize, and he touches his tefillin. The halacha is, he must put on his tefillin first. It's also for him to go away and go and put on the talis. I might be embarrassing, right? Well, the look and say, hey, why you got tefillin without a talis? Or why you got tefillin without tzitzis on? Somebody, guy woke up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's got a half an hour to put the tefillin on, and he realizes he hasn't got tzitzis on. Quickly, put some tefillin over there, right? It's a big problem. Because you're not after it first. However, if you touch the tefillin, it's called Eima Virinala Mitzvahs. I'll give you an example of Eima Virinala Mitzvahs. I always scream at people for this. Anyone that came to me, maybe they remember this. I always tell people, you get the kiddish wine, for example, or the challah. What does everyone do? You're sitting down, and everyone passes it from one to the other. What are you doing? Eima Virinala Mitzvahs! You have over here a piece of challah, or you have a little glazel of wine or grape juice. This is your kiddish, your voice. This is your mitzvah. This is your challah. You have to eat challah on Shabbos, right? You have to wash. Memela! If a person takes the piece of challah and he passes it to the next guy, it's called Ein Mavirin Al
Mitzvah.
No, no, no. Ein Mavirin
Al. You're doing another mitzvah when you're putting your tzitzit on instead of your tzitzit. You touch your tzitzit.
Right, therefore.
You're going to eat a piece of challah, even though you put it in.
Beautiful kasha.
Let
me ask you a kasha. What's the halacha by Hanukkah? When you have 8 candles, where do you have to stand?
Nearest the one over there.
All the same, but you always do the first one first. Right? That's the mitzvah of that night. See, it's all the same again, all the same mitzvah. But the ma'isa, eima bina, mitzvah. Again, I'm not saying it's a deraisa, but it's the inyan. Again? No, no, that's 100% comes first, that's for sure. I'm that's the talk against the bochum, and all the bochum are equal.
Let's see if
I'm
saying.
Could be different also.
Let's see if I'm saying
that's the person that's your brother.
Or the brother.
Or the brother could be also. Again, there's exceptions. But I'm giving you example when you have bochum in the house. The only thing to remember, you can't leave for Shabbos. You guys remember this, so you get punched out. Now the Maisa, you have to know. It's Eima Bina Mitzvahs. So it's the same thing over here. When a person has a talus, and he has a tefillin, if he touches the wrong thing first, i.e. the tefillin, he now can no longer go along and remove his hand and go over to the talus. That means even if he's embarrassed, the Belloch says, yep.
Also by you, touch the Shal Rosh.
Oh, beautiful! Which one comes first, Shal Rosh or Shagat? Shayad. What?
Can't wear a
rosh
without a yad.
What?
Can't wear a rosh.
What? What do you mean? I'll put it on. I'll put it on the yad in 1 minute. What's the difference?
You're not allowed to have a rosh on your head.
Why?
Yeah, I just know that.
Oh!
I just know
that. Guys are confounding. Guys
I don't know why. I just know the time.
The halacha is as follows. If a person has an tefillin bag, he shall rosh and he shall yad. Now the way knows, what do you put on first? The shall yad or the shall rosh? I'm ready from the shall yad. A person goes along, he takes one out and says, hey. Hey, this was to be like yesterday night or something when I put on the film and I put it back in, I didn't realize. Here I am, Shalosh! What's that, Aloha?
Zut
that. Yeah, to, no, no, you don't put it on. You put it down, you put it on the air. Why? What's the chat? Because the Posset says so. The Posset, if you look at the Rosh and the Portugal verse in the Shema, we say 3 times every day. We say, Ukshartem Lois Ayodecha. And then we say, Ah, oh, the Posset told us. And it has to be that we're going to put the shayyar on first. In the field we have a concept called imabinam mitzvahs, we will have to go along and put the shayyar on, or it's going to be first. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Very good. You're saying good. You're saying good, Rabbi Yisrael. Let me go and bite it. Now there is an eitzah, if it's negated to a person, he by mistake touches his tefillin before the talus of the tzitzis. There is an eitzah. If he doesn't want, again, what does he do? He touches his tefillin before his tzitzis. So the eitzah is, I don't want to put on tefillin right now, put the tefillin down, and then he can put in the talus. Rabbi Yisrael, everything's okay with that? There's another halacha which I have to say is a very, very unheard of halacha. Part of the fact is I've never ever kamat seen anybody do this. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I ever saw anyone that do this. The Beis Yosef brings down a Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar is Kabbalah, and the Zohar says as follows. Says the Zohar, and it's brought down there, Kabbalah brings this down also, that when a person leaves his house, there is an angel of destruction waiting for him to smash him over the head. This is not my Loshen. This is Dark Moshe. This is the Ramon's Loshen. This is Erkel. Says the Dark Moshe, what do you do to get rid of this angel of destruction? You go along and you take your tefillin, you put them on in your house or room or dorm, wherever it may be, and you leave your door. So the Dark Moshe, if you do that, what happens? You get yourself a bonus. You are not walking out of the door by yourself. You have two malachim that are walking, one on your right, and one on the other side. I don't know about you, I see this every day.
Is this the same thing that people do is they put the
building
and not
they smash
outside.
Oh, we're going to get beautiful. We're going to get to that. Beautiful. We'll get who? There are more. And there's many more people that were. I'm talking again, we're talking about the hole. In a minute we'll say what you're saying in the house. And in the shul, we'll get to that. But if a person would leave his house with tefillin on, and he'd leave his house, that way he gets two malachim, these malachim come with the crowbars and smash up this guy who's standing outside waiting to kill you. The person wants to get rid of this angel, that's what he should do. Now, Lamaisa, this you should know is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is not a made up nice story, that very nice, color it in, give it to your kids. This is a real halacha niftak in Shulchan Aruch, just like every other halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That is as follows. A person, and Shulchan Aruch this way, a person must be leaving his house and enter the shul with his tefillin on. Rabbi Isaac, I never saw somebody do this. Once or twice, ever, I saw some study guy. Oh, I never saw anybody do this. I wondered why. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, same kasha. What's the Mishnah Berurah say? Oh, two reasons the Mishnah Berurah says why nobody does this. Reason number one, Rabbi Isaac, goyim. If on the way to shul, you're going to meet a bunch of goyim, it's not your smart, maybe they'll laugh at you, whatever the reason may be, we're not getting into it. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, then don't do it at home. Reason number two, said the Mishnah Berurah, is very again to shul especially, and that is, if on the way to shul it's going to be a smell from a garbage can or something like that, there's another reason, said the Mishnah Berurah, why you don't have to put it on. However, oh yes,
Rabbi, I saw it in
Telford. You saw it in Telford? What, from the house? Beautiful. Says the Mishnah Berurah, all right. So what happened to the guy? He can't do it in his house. He can't do it in his dorm. You know, yeah, they heard when he's sleeping, whatever it may be. Now the man says, what's he want to do? He wants to be kaddish halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do? Like you said, you go to the shul, you go outside of the shul, you should have like a little table there or something, epa something, maybe someone's from Zaka the rabbi tomorrow morning and put it out. That's what I do. Often I'll come up, and the first time I did this, by the way, when I learned these halachas, I said, that's it. Lumba, the nas, the kayan! We have to learn in order to keep the halachas. If a person learns without keeping the halachas, throw in the garbage. What are you doing it for? There's absolutely no point. So when I learned halachas, the first time I did, the next morning I said, that's it, Rabbi Say. I put on my tefillin in my house. I came out. These two halachas, we had a fight to get out the door first. But actually we got out, I met a guy in the lift. He was in the elevator. Oh, there we go. Now, I met a guy in the elevator, and he was carrying his tefillin, and I was wearing my tefillin. He looks at me like I'm totally out of the moon. Like as if, like, what am I doing with my tefillin on an elevator? Right? And then he started a whole discussion with me. He says, who goes out the tefillin? Who goes out first? Do you go out first? Or maybe I'm holding tefillin, so I'm the kosher, so I've got to go out first. That's what he was telling me. I can't believe it. The first time I did it, that's what I did. Oh, but the mice, often I can't do that because of other reasons. Sometimes I learn before davening. So maybe what I'll do is I'll go outside the shul, and I'll put it on over there, and you come into shul with a tefillin. But boys, I'm not making these things up. It's like the shulchan aruch and Mishnah Berurah, these things. One last thing, Rabbi Yisai, I think a meiser, a meiser, two meisers, Rabbi Yisai. Mitzvah number one, the Bava Sari. Everyone ever heard of the Bava Sari, right? Oh. A man, a soldier, was in the army of the Yom Kippur War, and he got shot with his leg, he got shot in the leg, he was in a wheelchair. It was so bad that the doctor said, we possibly have to amputate your leg. Huh? So he decided, he wasn't a very religious fellow, he said, you know what? Nothing can harm. I'm going to go to the Baba Sali. Everybody knows the Baba Sali was mamish known for doing all sorts of wonders. You know what? I'll go to the Baba Sali. He gets into the Baba Sali. Baba Sali takes him in. They have a little discussion. He says, no, what's the problem? Tells him about the whole situation, the doctors, the amputation. The Baba Sali says, no, you put on sling every day. No.
Sounds like a knowledge question.
Then he says to him, the next question, I like this one. He says, no, you keep Shabbos? He says, no. Zah! What's the matter with you? You should be thanking that one healthy leg, not two! Come on! You don't listen to Rosh Bogo, of course he goes along and smites you and punishes you! So the Baba Sali took the guy with two hands, and he looked him in the eye, and he says, if I give you a brocha for such a speedy recovery that you leave my house walking, will you put on tefillin every day? And he thought about it, and he said, yes. And he gave him a brocha. It's a Meiser Shai, I have it written down. The Meiser Shai, there are 80 who saw this. The person got up from his wheelchair and walked away. This is the Koyach, Rabbi Sai, of Tefillin. And the Koyach was vital as well. There was a young boy who walked into one of the Ger Rebbe's. I think it was the Pnei Menachem base. It's all there, I don't remember now. He walked into one of the Rebbe's over there. And, what?
The Koyach
of Rabbi Sai, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So he walked into one of the Ger Rebbe's. Huh?
How long ago did you live?
Not so long ago. His grandchildren are alive right now. His grandchildren are alive today. His grandchildren are alive today. It wasn't that long ago. Now the Meister, a young bocher, a bar mitzvah boy, comes into one of the Ger Rebbe's with his new suit and his hat. He comes into the Ger Rebbe and he asks the Ger Rebbe for a bocher. And the Ger Rebbe says to him, do you put on tefillin? Yeah. That's it. End of brocha. No, he works for these rebbes. 1, 2, 3. Next, and he goes up. He thinks that's weird. I've got my hat on. Why would he think I didn't want to fit? After Shabbos, he spent all Shabbos with the rebbe. He wants to say goodbye to the rebbe. He lines up. He says, "No, have a good Shabbos. Whatever, have a good week." The rebbe says to him, "Do you put on tefillin?" He says, "Yeah." And he thinks that's just the weirdest thing. He goes back to his house and he says to his father, "What happened with the rebbe?" And they're thinking, "What happened?" And he says, "You know, maybe I should go and have my tefillin checked." He said, what do you mean? I went to one of the top soifer, Mamish, unbelievable. He writes the soifer where he goes to mikvah 15 times before he goes and says Hashem's name. Mamish, this guy is Mamish, spitz. He says, you know, I want to check. You know, the Ger Rebbe, I want to check. He goes and checks it out. He could not believe it. The guy put so much paint on the outside of the tefillin that it seeped through. It's leather, right? It's not plastic. You buy the ones that buy Indiana, could be they are plastic, I don't know. Or the ones that are kosher, are leather! Leather seeps through. It's a soft material. We'll see the mice have unbelievable things how they fix tefillin. They look at tefillin fixed. I don't wonder why. It's a lot of tricks that they do. I know personally someone that told me that they found in his tefillin chometz, pieces of bread to stuff up the area that they had to fix. He was wearing and had this over Pesach. Obviously, it's unbelievable. You have to know these halachas. The Zalman always used to say, why do you have to know these halachas so well? Because the mice when the person is Shiva, there's a Shaila, goes to a rabbi to get an answer. But often a person is traveling, whether it be business, whether it be pleasure, he's going away, he's very familiar with him, a Shaila comes up, he has no idea what to do. There's nobody around. The main of a person knows the halachas, it will be Be'ez Hashem good, but both said we're going to continue tomorrow, more halachas, more demonstrations about the halachas of putting on tefillin.